You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Did you know the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah and is what Jesus taught his disciples every day? It's what he taught to the world, and it's what I'm going to teach to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Join me this Sabbath, that Saturday, at 11:30 a.m. to learn and explore the Hebraic roots of Yeshua HaMessiah.
That's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries, 11:30 a.m. Saturdays, right here on WCNO.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business. Taking care of
business. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our text this morning is Nehemiah chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, and then we're going to read Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 44. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. I'm going to go ahead and start. "But it so happened when Sanballat heard that they were rebuilding the wall that he was furious and indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, 'What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?' Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him and said, 'Whatever they build, even if a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their heads and give them as a plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders.' So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." Somebody say they had a mind to work. I feel like we've been building a wall around here for about a month, Simone. "Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah, the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44 says this, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought the field." Verse 45 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had, and he bought it." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for your ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the power of your Spirit being released in this house today. Lord, I thank you, God, for those that are encountering and getting a revelation of truth of what it means to live the limitless life, God. Lord, I thank you for the impartation, God, of living above the level of average, God, and moving into the place, God, where we have opened our heart and opened our mind, God, to receive everything that you have destined for our lives. Lord, I thank you for the life of purpose today. Lord, I thank you for that life, God, that's being revealed today. Lord, you know everybody in this room. You know everybody here today, God. You know where everyone's at. You know those that are hurting, God, those that have been rejected. Lord, those that feel like giving up and those that, Lord, feel like they can take the world by storm. Lord, you know where we are. And you know the intent of every heart of every person in here. And today I thank you, God, that you release transformation in every single person within the sound of my voice. Transform us to become more like you with truth. Reveal it to us, God. And Lord, let us walk in that revelation, that wisdom, that understanding, so that our lives are forever changed after this encounter today, in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Go ahead and tell the person on your right, say, "I'm a follower of Jesus." Look at the person on your left and say, "I'm a fighter too." I'm a follower and I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter and I'm a follower. How many of you know this morning that nobody just becomes automatically successful in life? There are no turnkey humans. You ever heard of a turnkey business? You buy a turnkey business and it's already set up. It means it's ready to go. You just pay the money. Someone's already working it. And then you just collect the check. I mean, there are no turnkey humans. Come on, huh? Nobody just wakes up one day in the morning and everything just falls into place. And, you know, it's just fairy dust falling out of heaven and gold dust. And everybody's eating lollipops all day. I mean, that's not reality. Come on, huh? The truth is when you see somebody that is very productive or very fruitful in their life or very successful in life, that did not happen by accident. It does not happen by accident. Amen? They may not have ever realized that they were going to get to the point that they got to, but something happened in their life that marked them. There was a place in their life where they made a decision, and when they made that decision in their life, all of a sudden everything began to work out different, and success became part of who they were, and significance became part of their life. It was based on a decision. Somebody say a decision. And that decision, when you make it for your life, will forever shape your life, will forever change your life, because the path that you were on when you were ignorant of truth all of a sudden now becomes a different path because you got a revelation of truth. Somebody shout truth. Amen. Listen, I'm at a place where I refuse to be denied. I said, I refuse to be denied. Amen. I just believe that there's something that the kingdom of God is after today with his people and his church, and I refuse to back up. I refuse to be silenced. I refuse to take no for an answer. I'm at a place in my life where don't even try to shut me up, because it ain't going to work. And you're either going to love me, like me, or not love me and not like me, but I'm not going to be quiet about the truth that I feel like God gave me to get. Amen. So, amen, this is your disclaimer today. First of all, you're here by divine appointment. So if you're here today in the house, it's because the Holy Spirit wanted you to be here. That means if I say something that upsets you, don't get up and leave, because then you're walking out on the will of God for your life. But I do want to give you a disclaimer this morning, amen. I'm going to say some things that are going to challenge some of you. I might agitate some of you a little bit. How many know in a washing machine, come on, you put the dirty clothes in, you got to agitate them to get them clean sometimes, you know. That little thing just kind of rocks your dirty laundry around and begins to work that stuff out of your clothes, and then you pull it out and it's all clean. Sometimes the word of God, I've learned that most truth will upset you before it can liberate you, because most of us have already made up our mind about what we believe, and we don't want nobody else to tell us what to believe. We got it figured out for ourselves. That's why God lets us get agitated. Amen. I mean, the Holy Spirit didn't just come to comfort you. He also came to confront you. Now, you ain't gonna shout me down, but that's okay. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I love the church. I love the local church. I believe that what God is doing in the local church, it is God's plan for humanity and the earth today. Amen. I grew up in church. I've been a part of a church even when I didn't go to church. I had church people praying for me. I had church people lifting me up before God. I was involved in church even when I wasn't involved in church. Church has been a part of my life. Amen. Come on, huh? Even when things weren't good, church. How many of you ever, how many know what I'm talking about? Church is a part of your life even when things weren't good for you. Somebody was praying for you. Somebody was lifting you up. I love the church. I believe it's God's plan for all of humanity today. But it bothers me when the church is beginning to have as many problems as the rest of the world. I'm telling you, it's not God's plan for his people. Even in the political seat, is it okay if we just talk politics? I don't want to go to church when they talk politics. Can we just talk politics without offending anybody today? Huh? We basically have two parties in our system today. And there's two lines of thought. How many know the Republicans and the Democrats both got a wing in their party that is no good for us? I'm being real. You got super progressive people that want to kill the church, take the gospel out of the United States of America, shut you down, won't allow you to pray, and don't want God to be in nothing in a public arena. That's on the Democratic Party side. On the Republican Party side, you got a bunch of greedy people that don't want to help no poor people, don't want to save nobody, don't want to feed nobody, want to heap up all the riches on themselves and live in greed. Huh? And then you got Christians in the middle trying to figure out which way to go. Well, listen, you vote your conscience this morning, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Republican Party is not the answer for the church, and the Democratic Party is not the answer for the church. Jesus is the answer for the entire world. So I really don't care who you vote for as long as you are voting and you're filtering it through the name of Jesus Christ. Is that okay? Can I make that statement? Because I don't care if they don't know Jesus. If a Republican don't know Jesus, they're wrong. If a Democrat don't know Jesus, they're wrong. Now you know my political philosophy. I'm looking for Jesus. Come on, somebody shout Jesus. I'm looking for abundant life. I'm looking for healed life. I'm looking for broken lives to be put back together. And what I see in the church today is I see the church having as many problems as the country that we live in. Something is not right about that. We're supposed to be the answer for everybody. God called us to be the answer. Y'all gonna have to deal with me today because this is what I got. Come on, amen. Jesus did not die for you and I just to have church. That's not what he died for. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And many times I find out that we are content to experience a weekend full of thrills and chills in the Holy Ghost and then live like hell all week long. Not overcoming anything in our life. Amen. Not understanding what it means to have a transformed life. Romans 5:17 says this, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance, somebody say abundance, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. He is the answer. I don't care who gets elected president, he will always be the answer.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I think the political system in this nation is one of the reasons why this nation is experiencing such a great need. I think there's a cry. I believe there's a cry that's coming up out of the earth. And there's a cry that's coming up out of the earth for this next generation that says if the church don't rise up and be Jesus to the next generation, we're about to lose the next generation. We are at critical mass. We're at the point where you watch the movie and the little pressure needle is over in the red and it's about to pop, or the submarine's about to implode. How many know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't watch them movies, do you? I watch those movies. And the bolts are popping out. Ping, ping, because the pressure is, the culture is pressurized. Come on, amen. I also believe that there is a cry coming down from heaven that says, who will go for me? Who will be my hands? Who will be my feet? Who will be my voice in the earth? Come on, amen. Who? Come on, how many know you have been designed by God to be the answer to this world? It's not going to be legislated in the halls of Congress. I don't care how many laws they pass. It cannot be legislated. There is no substitute for the power of God living in somebody's life. It is Christianity. It is the power of God that can change a people. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. I believe it's important that we begin to start to confront the Americanization of the gospel. Our American gospel is not the gospel that is in the Bible. What we got in this country is churchianity. We ain't got Christianity, we got churchianity. We get our church on. Come on, help me, amen. We got this culture that has almost become somewhat anti-New Testament. Somebody say anti-New Testament. Our church don't always resemble what the New Testament. That's why my heart as a pastor is to see us become like a New Testament church. Amen. How many of the Bible said there's going to be a spirit released in the earth in the last days, and it would be the Antichrist spirit, not the anti-Jesus spirit, the Antichrist spirit. Amen. How many of you believe that this morning? How many of you know we've been called to bring heaven to earth? Not bring earth to heaven. Our job as believers is to bring heaven from heaven down to earth. Because if heaven gets in earth, then it's going to change everybody on earth. Then they'll go to heaven. Everybody's holding on trying to get into heaven. You just should be trying to get heaven into everybody else. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you today that the Bible just does not teach that. Heaven is not somewhere off in the future. Heaven is here and now in the life of the believer. When you begin to give it all to God, heaven invades your life and it begins to come from the inside of you to the outside of you and change the atmosphere that you walk in. Amen? That means when you get up and go to work on Monday morning, and Monday morning is called nasty. How many of you know because you got heaven ruling in your life, you can rule in the midst of nasty? Nasty don't have to have its way in your day because you got heaven having its way in your day. Come on, somebody shout. In the midst of difficult things, heaven can be released. Look, if it ain't working for you on Sunday, if it ain't working for you on Thursday, it ain't gonna work for you on Sunday. It's got to be real. Amen. I want God to reign in my life so that I can reign everywhere I go. Do you believe that? I know I sound upset. I'm upset. I'm telling you, I'm upset. I'm tired of watching people lose their life to a culture that is bent on destroying them. Amen. So what happens is in the context of what I'm saying, it becomes very easy for Christians to create a religion rather than really have Jesus. A religion of Jesus culture, where we become just Jesus people and we're just about Jesus about everything, but we can't overcome nothing. A culture that's just filled with slogans. And praise God, hallelujah. Filled with religious activity. Y'all ain't gonna help me no more. Self-help programs. Listen, Dr. Phil ain't gonna help you. He might entertain you, but he ain't gonna help you. People watching Dr. Phil going, I know that's right. I know that's right. He ain't right. He gives about as much bad advice as he does good advice. We need Jesus. So he's cracking on Dr. Phil. I don't know how I feel about that. Dr. Phil, I like Dr. Phil. That's okay. You can like him. All right? I think he's an okay guy. But I've just had it with people trying to be Jesus when they're not Jesus. Only Jesus can heal. Come on, amen. I'm looking for somebody that'll stand up in the power of God and change somebody's life. Amen. This culture we live in, it causes us to become observers of life instead of living life. And we just get Christianized and live in our church bubble, and we sit back and we watch things happen, and we become spectators of a culture that's dying in front of us. And then we make our comments about how bad it is. And we talk about how bad it is. And then pretty soon we start feeling how bad it is. Because it's so bad, we don't know how to feel good. And the devil's over there going, that's right, it's terrible. Just stay right there. Just go to church on Sunday and sit there and be quiet. Don't do nothing. There's a lot of Christians getting an applause from the devil today. The Bible says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit on my throne. To him that overcomes, I will give a crown. To him that overcomes, I will clothe with a white robe. Why does he continually say, to him that overcomes, I'll give you all these rewards? You know why? Because overcoming is a choice. He overcame, but you've got to choose to walk in what he overcame by faith. Somebody say, I got to make the choice. Jesus said, I have come so that you can overcome. I want you to learn how to live as an overcomer in every dimension of your life. I want you to overcome in your emotions. I want you to overcome in your finances. I want you to overcome with your friends and your relationships. I want you to overcome with your family relationships. I want you to overcome with how you schedule your time and keep your calendar. I want you to learn how to overcome. Somebody say, it's a choice. How many know he didn't need us, we needed him? Come on, somebody, amen. He didn't need us, we needed him. And yet he extended to us an invitation to be a part of this great and glorious plan that he put into motion. It's an incredible invitation that God has given us. And we belittle it. But it's incredible. Somebody say, it's incredible. John 3:8 says this, for this purpose the Son of Man was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That means this morning that God's intention is that nothing that hell has to offer you could ever overtake you. Every trap of the enemy, every feeling of insecurity, every rejection, every betrayal, every lie, every theft, every consequence, every pressure, every stress, it by design of the devil is supposed to overtake you. But Jesus said, no, it cannot overtake you. That's what limitless living really is, ladies and gentlemen. It can never control you. It can never manipulate your life if you are in Christ. Do you know, with God in you, with Jesus living in you, at any point in your life, you have the ability to overcome everything that comes towards you. You don't have to give in. You ain't got to be mad all the time. You ain't got to sin every time you get a chance.
Oh, praise him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.